Welcome to The Journey, Season 2. This is The Journey with Jesus. It answers the question, I've received Jesus as my Savior, now what? I have a 6-year-old son that in the last couple years, he enjoys giving presents to his brothers when they have their birthday or his sister when she has her birthday. And so he'll get something of value to him and he'll bring that. It might be used Matchbox cars, it might be some Legos or something like that, but he just has that desire to give. You know, when it comes to giving, we ought to always give God our best. There's a story in the Old Testament about a king, King David, that didn't desire to give God something that was cheap or something that was valueless, but as he desired to offer God worship, he would have something of value. As this story takes place, there is the wrath of God is being poured out against Israel. A judgment has come because of their sin. And there is a angel that is killing men, and then that angel stays his hand and stops the judgment of God. And as that takes place, he's at the threshing floor of a man by the name of Arauna. And King David arrives there, and Arauna said, "Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant?" And this is from 2 Samuel 24 and verse 21. And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And so he wants to worship God and offer God something of value. And Arauna said unto David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. And behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood." All these things did Arauna as a king give unto the king. And Arauna said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." And praise God, Arauna had a great heart for God as well. And so Arauna's like, "King, you just take whatever I've got and you use it as you see fit." And the king, King David, said unto Arauna, "No, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." As David thought about worshiping God, he didn't want to take what somebody else had and offer that to God or something that was cheap. He wanted to look about and find something of value that would show the worth of his worship to God. Worship is the word worthy of. It is to give to God that which he of which he is worthy. And so David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land and the plague was stayed from Israel. And God accepted that worthy sacrifice that David gave. Now, as we think about giving to God, we want to give God our best. And I just want to give three things that we can think about giving God our best. First of all, give God first time in your day. As your day gets up and you've got 24 hours, some of that is sleep, but you only have so many hours in your day that you could use. It would be a good thing to say to God, "God, you've got first place today, and I want to spend some time right now in prayer with you. I want to spend some time right now reading your word and getting to have you speak to my heart." King David, again, was like that in the desire that he had to worship God. In Psalm 63, verse 1, it's a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah, and there he would have been fleeing for his life and in a very dangerous position. But he didn't neglect to worship God. It says, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." And he's saying to God, "God, I desire you. I need you. I need you today. Early will I seek thee." It's a great pattern for you to start in your life now that you're a Christian to say, "You know what, God, tomorrow morning when I get up, I'm gonna get up early if I need to, just to spend some time in the Word of God and to spend some time in prayer. And I'm going to make that a pattern of my life to give the best part of my day to God." So give him the first time of your day. Then secondly, give him the first day of your week. Give him the first time in your day, but also give him the first day of the week. The first day of the week is the day that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And because Christ rose on that day, we don't worship God on the Sabbath, which is the last day of the week, which was the Old Testament day of worship. We worship God on the first day of the week, a day that we call the Lord's Day. Acts 20, verse 7 says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now, they had a long service. They got there together on the first day of the week, and Paul was leaving, and so Paul just preached and preached. But notice in the text it says that they gathered on the first day of the week. You know, it would be a great thing for you to look at your life right now and say, you know what, I want to give God the best, so I'm going to give God one day a week, the first day of the week. That's the Lord's Day. And barring providential hindrance, in other words, unless I'm sick, unless my work, which has to be done on Sunday, is compelling me to work on the Lord's Day, unless there is a compelling reason by God's grace, I'm going to decide now that God gets the first day of the week. It may mean I don't get that bonus pay. It might mean some other sacrifice. But you know, God is worthy of that, and I want to give God my best, and so I give God the first day of the week. Give God the first time of your day. Give God the first day of your week. And then let me encourage you to give him the first fruits of your increase. God is the one that blesses us. He's provided jobs for us. God provides our finances. He is the Father that cares for us. Everything that we have is from him. It's good for us to look at the resources that God has given to us and say, you know what, financially, I want to give back to God. And in doing that, God blesses that. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again." Jesus was in favor of tithes and offerings. He sat at the temple with his men, and the men marveled at the money that was being put in by these rich people that would come and pour into this, the coffers, all this money. And Jesus looked at a poor widow woman and said, "I tell you, that woman's given more than all those men, because she took of her penury, her poverty, the two mites that she had, and she put in everything that she had." And Jesus didn't say that was bad to give so generously to God. He says that is good and that is honorable. You know, it's good because God is going to meet the needs of that lady. And God is going to meet your needs as well if you decide, you know what, I want to give God something of value. So I'm going to give him the first fruits of my increase. And so God gave us his best. He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a great thing for us to say, God, you are worthy. And so, God, I want to give you first time in my day, first day of my week, the first fruits of my increase. And only always, God, give you my best.